Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I'm joined by one of the men who has basically conceived, or at least co-conceived, the entire thing. His name is Feedlam Cannon. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Glenn. Cool.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, tell me, I Have No Mouth is basically based on a pretty personal experience of yours. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
It is, yeah. It's based on the death of my dad and my brother. So, my dad died in 2001. My brother died in 1984. So it's the stories about how, as a family, we've dealt with those two deaths.
And what was it about those two deaths that led you to want to put it together in theatre?
Well, I run a theatre company in Dublin called Broken Talkers, and we've been making work together for 10 years, myself and Gary Keegan. And I've always wanted to make a piece about my dad. Mm. So over the years, I've made different attempts at looking at the subject. So I've made video pieces, I've written poetry, all things that are really, really terrible.
Right.
And this show was, I suppose, the biggest ambition was to make a piece of theatre about my dad, but to make a piece with my mother involved. So I wanted my mother to help me write the piece, and I also wanted her to perform in it.
I want to hear what it's like, what the result is. But what was the experience like of working closely with your mother and basically airing this family laundry?
The dirty laundry, yeah.
I didn't want to say dirty, but...
Glenn's filthy. it was great. It was great. It was difficult. It still is difficult. So... I asked my mum to be involved, and she said yes, but she wasn't aware that I wanted her to actually perform in it. My mother's not an actress. Like, she's never acted before. She's not an actress. She's just a normal mother.
Yeah.
That took a little bit more convincing for her to perform in it, but she's superb and she's brilliant and she's very brave, and it's been great doing the show because it's brought me and her closer. After my dad died, there was a big void there in the family, and doing the show has kind of brought us all back together, so it's been really positive.
And what is the result? What do we see on stage as a part of putting all of this together?
We see a lot of things. I think what you see mostly is a mother and son going through a lot of pain, and a mother and son confronting the death of two of the people they love most in the world, and how we handle it. So, I mean, just to be clear, I mean, the piece is about death, but I mean, it's not just this really kind of heavy thing. There's a lot of humor. I mean, it's an Irish piece, so you can imagine that kind of Irish humor kind of shines through about how
the light and shade of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a nation, we did that really well, and I think in the piece that comes across. Again, the piece for me, even though the piece is about my dad and my brother, to me it's more of a living document about myself and my mother, because we're still here and that relationship is breathing and it's alive. And for the audience, I think they connect with myself and my mother.
What was it about the way in which, or what was it about your father and your brother that led you to want to put it on stage?
I think just, it's about keeping them alive. It's about keeping their memory alive. And I mean, I know it sounds a little bit hokey, but you know, I really feel he's here in Melbourne with us. You know, he goes on tour with us, my dad. And it's difficult for me because I don't really speak about my dad very often. It still kind of hurts. And I only really speak about him to strangers when it comes to this show.
Yeah, well, this is the way that you're speaking about him,
exactly.
Isn't it?
And it's absolutely right. It is. It's that. So it's the opportunity to think about him. And you know, he stays alive in the memory when I think about him. So each night when we do the show, he kind of comes back for an hour. That's enjoyable.
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of people say that when they're grieving, when they find a way to connect with what is lost and to remember, you know, both the light and the shade of the person or the people that they've lost, it sort of helps you to get through it and to process it. And I guess this is your way of doing that.
Yeah, it is. And it's about celebrating someone's life. It's not about memorialism. It's not about sentimentality. And the piece we've made isn't sentimental. I think if you read the blurb, it might sound like it's that, but it certainly isn't. It's not a sentimental piece. It's a very tough piece. I mean, we go to places that are really difficult for us. For an example, I read out the medical manuscript, which is very graphic about how my father died. So it's a very kind of visceral piece of work as well, because there was a big court case and stuff, a legal fight for the truth about how my dad died, and it took 8 years for that to happen.
Wow.
So we go through a lot of stuff in the piece that it's still very raw for us as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
which I guess would have delayed that ability to work through it.
No, you're absolutely right, because I've been asked, why did you not make this piece, you know, 10 years ago when your dad died? And the reason is, just as you said, it took the best part of a decade for us as a family to begin to grieve, because for those 10 years after my dad died, it was about finding the truth,
yeah,
about why he died. So when that kind of, when that closure happened, it was about moving forward. And then the idea for doing the show started to ruminate my mind again. So
yeah.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, I understand that also as part of it, the narrative is essentially sort of guided by one particular character. Is that right?
Yes. So there's myself and my mother's on stage, and we're joined on stage by Eric Keller. And Eric is a psychotherapist. And like my mother, Eric isn't an actor. He's really a therapist. So Eric.
So was he actually your therapist?
I approached Eric about 6 months, 8 months before we made the show, to be a consultant, because I knew he was a therapist, and I knew him through a friend of mine.
Right.
And I asked him to come on board and to for the early workshops to kind of be in the room with us, and kind of having his expertise there, I felt would have kind of helped, because I never went to therapy before. My mother had, I hadn't, so I kind of wanted to wrap my head around therapy. And while he was there, he just kind of, his presence in the space just kind of brought something else into the room, which was really interesting. So we asked him, would he stay on board and would he be in the piece? And he eventually agreed when he kind of figured out the ethical issues of that.
Yeah.
And then my mother and I went to sessions with him over the course of kind of 7 months. We'd go together and individually sometimes, and we'd record the sessions with Eric, and we'd listen back to them, and we kind of would extract the things that we liked, and we kind of workshop those then.
Right. So what a real piece of theatre you must have created with this, because you've got you and your mother, mm-hmm, and your therapist, yeah, your therapist, however you like to call it,
mm-hmm,
on stage,
yeah,
basically, I suppose, reenacting this really significant moment of your life.
Yeah, and everything in the piece comes from a very authentic place.
Yeah.
It comes from a very real place, everything in it. But just again, to kind of paint the picture for you, it's not just me, my mother, and a therapist sitting down talking about death for an hour. It's not that. It's a very theatrical piece. So we certainly embraced the medium of theatre, and there's dance, there's song, there's movement, there's video, there's audio transcribes. There's a lot of things going on in the piece, so it isn't just one thing. So formally, it's quite ambitious.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's called Have I No Mouth? Mm-hmm. Why?
Actually, you're the first person to ask me that while I've been here. Why is it called that? It's called that. It was a thing my dad used to say. So I remember one day, my friend, he was eating a bag of sweets, and he didn't offer the sweets to anybody. And my dad said, "Have I no mouth?" And that kind of just stuck with me, this thing of "Have I no mouth?" as a saying that my dad said a long, long time ago. So I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, and it kind of ties in with the piece about trying to be heard and being silenced and all these things. So I thought it was an appropriate name for the show.
Indeed. Well, it's all part of the Melbourne Festival. It's playing at the Malthouse Theatre. So if you want more info, you can either go to the Melbourne Festival website. It's probably the easiest way. Or check out malthousetheatre.com.au. So it's melbournefestival.com.au or malthousetheatre.com.au. But you're going to have to be quick, because it's starting on Friday and finishes up on Monday, the 13th of October. So get all of the details, as I say, at malthousetheatre.com.au. It's Have I No Mouth. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.